This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We've all had the feeling, you know, when you just get a great job or you're walking home from a great first date, that little extra spring in our step. Well, someday soon, that feeling may not just be in our heads. Cities are experimenting with pavement made out of rubber, the kind you see under swings and slides on a playground. NPR's Nell Boyce reports on what happens when rubber sidewalks meet the road.
The idea for a rubber sidewalk came to Richard Valeriano in a dream. For 20 years, he's worked as a city inspector in Santa Monica, California. Part of his job is searching for sidewalks that are being broken up by tree roots. He spends days driving around, just looking at sidewalks. After one day like that, he fell into a deep sleep.
That night, I saw the sidewalks, as I would during the day. But in the dream, the sidewalks were moving like waves in the ocean. They were just floating up and down and right by the trees, like a wave, you know, just up and down and just moving. Usually the sidewalk is just static there. But all of a sudden it was like it was put in some sort of animation program and they were just moving. And so I woke up from the dream and I thought, well, I've been working sidewalk inspection a little too long, I think.
Valeriano totally forgot about his dream until about 10 years ago. That's when his health club was remodeled.
And they were putting in this sports flooring, which I noticed was made out of rubber. So, you know, the light bulbs went off, of course, and I thought, wow, could this possibly work?
He wondered if a rubber sidewalk might be less likely to crack. Valeriano got a local company to build some prototypes. Santa Monica began testing them, but the idea didn't really take off. Until 2001, when a screenwriter named Lindsay Smith went on her daily walk near Los Angeles.
And as I was coming around the corner, I could hear buzzsaws.
Workers were cutting down a ficus tree. Its roots had torn up the sidewalk. They were planning to take down 24 more.
I was in running shorts and saying, you just absolutely cannot do this. You have to stop and give us an opportunity to have another discussion on this.
Surprisingly, they agreed. Smith got on the phone, calling nearby cities to see how they handled the problem. She finally asked someone in Santa Monica, can't people use something besides concrete, something that won't break?
And he said, why? We have somebody here in the city who's been experimenting with rubber. I hopped in my car, and that was the beginning.
Smith now runs a small company called Rubber Sidewalks. It sells rubber panels that link together. They're about an inch thick and made out of recycled tires, but they're not black and rubbery. They look gray and kind of pebbly, and they're hard, much harder than the panels you might find in a playground. Rubber sidewalks are now being tested in 60 cities in 15 states. John Thomas is the chief arborist for Washington, D.C. He's standing next to a busy street, Rhode Island Avenue, under some giant willow oaks that are notorious for ripping up sidewalks.
We've done everything in the past, from patching and cutting and repouring, and it's just a perpetual problem that just goes on and on and on.
Several of the trees are now surrounded by rubber. Thomas says rainwater can seep into the seams between the panels. That means tree roots don't have to be as pushy in their search for nutrients. And even if the roots do start to bend the panels, workers can take the rubber up, regrade the path, and lay the sidewalk down again.
It's a win-win for the tree, the citizens, and, you know, it looks like concrete as well, so it's hard to tell that it's rubber.
His boss agrees. Michelle Pouchot is acting director of the city's transportation department. She says the rubber costs about a third more than regular concrete.
I love the way they look. And who knows, in the future, if the cost goes down and it truly lasts, it might be the new sidewalk treatment all over the city.
Do you see any disadvantages to using rubber?
I don't. At this point, I don't see any.
But across the street, some residents say they hate the rubber sidewalks.
You can see the appearance of it just doesn't look right.
Janola Williams lives here in one of the Victorian row houses.
In fact, I thought this was temporary and that they were going to come out and put the concrete down. But no, I'm not pleased with this at all.
Her companion Toya Coles doesn't like them either.
It's like being at the playground, and that's not a nice feel to come out of your historical $500,000 home into the playground.
Regardless of what some adults think, kids probably won't mind the rubber. You can still draw on the sidewalks with chalk, and they're excellent for jump rope. But if you want to write your name in wet cement, you're out of luck. Nell Boyce, NPR News.